Good morning. How are you girls? Good morning to everyone listening, everyone here in person. Happy Mother's Day. I have a couple questions for you young ladies. And everybody listening at home and here in the sanctuary, I want you to answer in your heads too while I ask these questions. So how do you show love to your friends? Ruthie and Kinsey, I want some answers. How do you show love to your friends? You give them a hug, okay. Even during Corona, we can give fist bumps or elbow touches. Send them a letter, I like that. Okay, let's switch to someone else. How do you show love to your family? Be nice. What do you think? How do you show love to your family? The next one is, how do you show love to your mom? Can you think of what's something you are going to do today to show love to your mom? Help make dinner. I bet you there are a lot. I know there are lots of things you do. You just can't think of it on the spot. Okay, well, how do you know that people love you? How do you know that people love you?
They tell you.
Okay. They show it through how you act. Good morning, boys. We're talking about love this morning. So I'm going to ask that question one more time. How do you know that someone loves you? You tell them, or they tell you. Yep, that's right. Well, today, and how do you know, this might be a tougher one. How do you know that God loves you? Oh, big answer from the oldest one up here, because he sent his son to die on the cross for us. Because he surrounds us with this church family and friends at home, pastors and session that love us and that, you know, try to tell us all the right things and direct us in the right ways, teachers in the classroom that give us love and direction. Even though discipline is not what we like, discipline is a form of love. There's really no wrong answer. There's lots of ways that people love us, and there's many ways all around us that we know that God loves us. So today's scripture talks all about love. And God wants us to love one another. And listen to today's scripture, and he says, I want you to love one another because I love you, because my Father's love is in me. And when you love, my love is in you. So love is like this big giant circle. I envision that in my head, a big giant circle. And we were talking this morning in Sunday school that, yes, some people are easier to love than others. But in our house, we try to teach our kids who are older and might have a little more self-control that what you think in your head is not always what needs to come out of your mouth. So we can show love by closing our mouth sometimes and not thinking, not saying what we think. But let's put a smile on our faces and just remember that God loves you and God loves everyone else in this world. And we can simply say to somebody else, God loves you. God loves you, and that will make them smile too. Okay, so let's say a prayer now and thank God for his amazing love. Heavenly Father, we thank you today and every day for moms and those women in our lives who model moms for us. And we thank you for your love, which we see through everyone around us, in church, in family, in friends, in the classroom. And we thank you for the way you show us love through your son, Jesus. And we give thanks in your son's precious name. Amen.